Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everybody. You are listening to Cherise.
What is up?
And Steve Unplugged. Well, this is our very first show, and we were so excited to introduce ourselves to the world.
And we want to welcome you guys in, music lovers, fitness lovers, tech lovers.
Yeah, just a little bit of everybody. Well, the people in our world, we have such a vast interest in our world. It's pretty wild that we have all of those three elements, huh, babe?
Yeah, it really is. That we get a chance to do it all together.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we are not going to just talk about music or fitness or tech. We're talking about how we juggle them all of those things in our lives. We, you know, it's our personal life. We share our routines, and we will be offering some tips too on how to balance all of those.
Yeah, kind of how we do it ourselves. We have a pretty hectic life, and we seem to pull it off, even in spite of how exhausted we get sometimes.
It's so true. And exhausted is an understatement sometimes.
Yeah. So, Cherise, tell the people about yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, I am a singer and a personal trainer. And a lot of people think that I loved to sing early on, but the truth is I was horrendously shy, and I desperately wanted to be an Annie at 10, but I was so shy. But I would practice in the elevator in our apartment building because I'm from New York, so the elevator was the only place I could practice quietly without anybody knowing. So I thought, and all my neighbors heard me every day, and I never
every time,
knew it.
That's so funny.
I was horrified when I found out.
Oh, man.
But that was my first introduction into wanting to be on stage.
Your quiet chamber.
Yeah.
The,
so I thought.
The elevator.
Yeah. Except the whole building heard it.
I guess you can say your career was going up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ah, it's terrible. Well, fast forward.
Right.
Yeah. You know, there's more, but that's kind of where it started a little bit.
Yeah.
What about you, babe?
And for me, you know, I grew up in New Jersey, and I was lucky enough to have a basement. And my brother was a drummer, my dad was a drummer, and I had access to drums since early on.
Yeah, you know, people in California don't know what basement is.
Yes.
Basement.
It's subterranean. It's below the dirt. And it's made from block wall, and so it blocks a lot of sound. And so that snare drum just didn't carry.
You're lucky.
Down the street like it would in, you know, California, close-knit quarters. So I smacked those things, and I stunk, but I kept trying. And my you know, my brother was on all these kinds of bands. His first band was called Epitaph, and he had a tombstone holding his bass drum from moving. It was pretty funny. Oh, man. And his band, all they did was they just went. He was 8 years older than me. He still is. And they all would just go downstairs in the basement and smoke pot and get drunk, and I didn't understand because I was 8 at the time.
18 to 8. Big difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was pretty funny. But then I got really into drumming in middle school, joined a couple bands, and then I kind of fell into technology in ninth grade. And
wait. I didn't even know that. Ninth grade?
Yeah, I was programming computers in ninth grade. I mean, there was no screens at that point. It was just a keyboard and paper.
I knew you were a nerd, but I didn't realize like how deep
it
went.
Yeah, I loved it. Fell in love with it.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's where I kind of got my start with tech and being a drummer.
Ninth grade. great. That's crazy big. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I just have to say, in Charisse and Steve Unplugged, you're going to find out things about him just like me. Because every week I find out something new.
Something new. Yeah, that's so
a
true.
A job.
She's like, what? I used to work in that building over there. What?
What do you mean? I started this company. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be learning a lot about him together.
Yeah, right? And so, you know, we're going to talk in this show about music and technology and fitness.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we do that with each other every day, especially with music. Just making set lists is a pain and a long, long chore. I think our current set list right now, how long it took us to do that one? I think it was like 4 or 5 hours.
I know, because we're such perfectionists.
Yeah, I was like, nope, not that song. This one first, that one second, that one third.
Yeah, nobody thinks about how long a set list actually takes to make when you care.
Yeah, and then when we perform, make it look really seamless and easy, even though it's a show and you're working. Mm. And even when you're off stage, you're still working. You're working the crowd. You're working, you know, out what's going to happen next based upon the crowd, what songs we might omit, what songs we might bring forward.
Yeah, it changes.
It's on the fly a lot of times.
Depending on who's there, the situation, the holiday. And it happens on the fly a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, if people are dancing, you don't want to stop the flow of grooving. But if no one's dancing, you're going to, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Yeah, nobody really knows like how much work is happening while the fun is happening. Yeah, nobody knows.
Nobody.
But that's perfect.
Yeah, for you musicians out there, you probably know what we're saying. You probably understand.
Oh yeah.
This challenge, plus, not to mention all the gear you have to own. Mm. That's expensive, and packing up the gear. So for a gig, for example, you have rehearsals. Let's say that's 2-3 hours. And then,
yeah.
What do you do next? You pack up the car.
Right.
You drive to your gig. You unpack the car. You set up your gear. You do your gig for hours and hours and hours. And then you pack it all up again, put it in the car,
yeah.
Drive home, and collapse. What are we saying? Like
2 hours of unwinding first and then
yeah.
Collapse.
And we're like... It's true. I forgot about that part. You're so wound up that you can't even go to sleep.
No. And it's funny. I think this is where being a trainer has helped me with music because of all the physicality of the gigs. I can do it and can keep going and going and going and carry a monitor.
Right.
Carry a heavy monitor. It's pretty.
And the tech kind of comes into play here, too, because, you know, in order to get people to your gigs, you have to promote yourselves, right? And so that's where social media comes into play.
And thank God you're so good at tech because you really have made that so much easier. I didn't know anything about tech till I met you.
Mm. This is true.
Not to that level. And
you were paralyzed by it pretty much.
I was really good at a text message and that's it.
Yeah. And the thing about these using... You know, Facebook, Instagram for promotions, there's a couple different approaches you can take for success, and it doesn't need to be always cookie cutter. For example, my take on social media posting and the kind of posts I do, sometimes I'll do something very cryptic on purpose to get someone to scroll or stop scrolling. Sometimes I'll be very informative, but I always for sure say where, the day, the date, and the time, even if it's in an image somewhere, people always reply back to that post, when is it going to be? Where are you playing again?
It's so funny because that's how important like tech is with the music, which is something that we love to share with everybody because that's the beauty of our relationship, I think, is that we have both of those qualities and they both bring out the both aspects of those parts of our lives better. Like you make the music better. I can perform better because of the physicality of things because I'm a personal trainer. And so like all of those things really work so well together in our world. But I think the best part though is that we share it.
Yeah.
Every day together.
Yeah. It's funny because,
trifecta.
You know, as musicians, we get the fact that, oh, your gig ended at, say, let's say in the old days, and it was up until 1 a.m., right? And if I were not a musician, I would not understand why you didn't get home till 2:30.
No, that would look really sketchy.
I'm like, what are you doing an hour and a half? I'm like, you're counting the tip jar, you're getting paid, you're talking to people, and that time goes by fast.
It really looks a little like fishy. Like, how is it? It's 3 a.m. and you were done at 12. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be in the music world to totally
understand that. I mean, that's, again, part of the work, too. You're done. You're tired. Everybody thinks that because you entertain them for 3 hours or 4 hours, that you're the party. Let's go do an after party. And we're like, no, we're exhausted.
Right.
Because believe it or not, we both love performing, but we're introverts.
Fun fact, Steve and Cherise are introverts.
Yeah. Oh. And our batteries get drained. So 4 hours of doing that is exhausting, ultimately. And we don't want to go out and party afterwards.
The way we actually re-energize ourselves is by spending a Friday night in pajama pants,
yep,
popcorn, and a Netflix movie. And that's how, like, we party on.
That's right.
That's us having a good time.
You gotta decompress. That's the only way to do it, in our book, anyway, you know. Although we have some friends, right, that are just like, how do you do this?
I'm a little jealous of them, how they can just
go.
I'm so impressed.
Right? I mean,
it really is impressive.
Like Jeff.
Jeff
G. He goes and goes.
It's incredible. Then it's just really fun how, and we really do talk about this at home when we're just with ourselves quietly. We really are amazed how much fun we have sharing all of these aspects together. And I don't know if anybody else out there ever has trouble balancing their work, music, that kind of life. But somehow we have figured out this beautiful balance. And I don't think we would ever give up one without another. You know, it just works.
Yeah, it's so true. I think, you know, when it comes to fitness and music, think about what a drummer has to do for 3 or 4 hours, right? You're moving all four limbs, and you're pounding on things. And you're almost like, I played in a hard rock band, and it was a three-piece power trio. And I used to go anabolic when I was drumming. I mean, I was huffing and puffing, and my heart rate went up.
Didn't you say that you kicked over your drum kit one time?
I did.
Because you were like, badass punk rock guy.
That was my punk band, right? Yeah. And wore work boots, and I kicked stuff over. Cool, man. It's really cool.
Picks or it didn't happen.
But, you know, sometimes it's like when I like to ride my bike, and we love going for walks. And but sometimes after a gig, my calves, you know, the next day or 2 days later.
Yeah.
I don't know if some of you folks know this about, you know, the acid that builds up in your muscles when you exercise, but the pain of the exercising, where you get sore and stiffness, right?
Yeah.
That comes 2 days later is worse than the next day.
Absolutely.
Typically.
Yeah, we have a foam roller in the house, and that thing gets used a lot.
Oh, man, yeah.
Especially after gigs.
Get those crunches. Definitely. Do you guys know what a foam roller is? Why don't you describe what a foam roller is, honey?
Oh, well, I call it a friend. Some people call it an enemy. It's a cylinder, very firm cylinder.
How long is it?
That's about 3 feet. 3 feet long. They can be 1 foot, 2 feet, 3 feet. And you lie on it to help you break up the muscles. And it really, you know, it might not feel great at first, but after you're done breaking up all the muscle and the lactic acid using a foam roller, it really does help your body recover much faster than if you didn't do it. So,
now the good news is there's different shaped ones in terms of like the cylinder part. Like the one we have that I like to use, we have more than one, is smooth. And so that still hurts, but man, it does feel good when you're done. And then the other one you have is like a tractor trailer tire.
Yeah, it's called like the Bumble, I think that one was called.
It's got bumps on it.
Yeah.
Imagine like
that's my favorite.
Something with gears on it that you have to roll on.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes me tear up.
Hard rubber gears, and I love it.
Oh, no, I don't. I will not use that.
Get in there. Oh, yeah. Yes. Man. Hurts so good.
Did you ever see those, the pro athletes when they get going for treatments and they got that metal bar with the handles on it and they just roll across their thighs?
Yeah, I like that
and
stuff.
And they're wincing. These are like professional football players, and they're wincing. And they're tearing up, and they're going, ow, fuck. Damn.
It hurts them. Imagine us regular folks.
Right.
Yeah, I love that stuff. So, yeah, so we got the foam roller to, recover after gigs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's actually a big deal.
It's a big deal. I mean, you can just hear the crunches. It's like, imagine if you laid on a bag of potato chips. That's what my back sounds like when I'm rolling.
Rice Krispies.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. That part feels good. But when you foam roll your thighs.
Oh, yeah, tears.
Oh, man.
It's like, oh, it hurts, but I like it. No, it's good. It really does help. So I love the fact that this, that I'm a trainer. I have this gear in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We use it to recover. And then I rely on you desperately to go, babe, did we announce to everybody when our gigs are?
Sometimes we forget.
And
I just played Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We played on Sunday, but it's funny. When we pull out of the driveway, I go, where am I going? What bar am I going to right now? I go turn left. She'll go, honey, no, we're going to R10. You got to turn right. I'm like, oh. Because for years and years and years, every Tuesday I played a certain bar, and every Wednesday a certain bar, and every Thursday a certain bar. And those are I sometimes would forget how I even got there. It was just autopilot.
Yeah, now you're at the driveway, and I'm like, babe, don't know.
Do you know where you're going?
Go right.
Do you know where you're going?
Wrong place.
But it's funny because, anything like muscle memory, motor memory, when you don't change up your set list and you play the same songs over and over again, I literally played in some bands where we didn't change it up. I played the same songs for 7 years.
Mm.
Charisse doesn't like that, by the way.
I'm not a fan of that kind of.
One gig, she gave us 25 new songs to learn in 3 days. That was.
Gotta keep it fresh.
Yeah, but remember one time I was playing a bar. You have to. It's more fun.
Stay on your toes.
Yeah, but I was playing in a bar once that I had played in for a number of years, and we were playing all the same songs, and it was baseball season, and the bar had TVs.
Oh, no.
And I was playing, I played 4 or 5 songs in a row, and then I turned to the guitar player and said, hey, we played that song yet? He goes, yeah, we just played it 3 songs ago. I'm like, really? I played that song?
Yeah, I never, ever want to be that absent in music. I would I don't connect to that.
It freaked me out, actually. I was like, what? I didn't, what? Because it's when you're playing classic rock, too, it's like, we do a lot of R&B. Our band is called Charisse Ray and Friends.
Yes.
You can check us out on crfmusic.com. And we're R&B, funk. We throw in a little bit of rock just for fun.
Yes.
A little Zeppelin.
I need to do a Zeppelin because,
Yeah.
That boy's funky.
Yeah. But I can't.
I know he's rock, but he's got some funk.
Yeah. But as far as forgetting I played a song, it's a lot harder with R&B to forget. You're playing a song, so it's just so much more groove, so much more hi-hat work to be done.
Well, babe, tell everybody how you went from a classic rock player to an R&B player.
Oh, man. That was, so when Charisse and I first formed the band, probably 7, 10 years ago now.
Oh, my gosh. Is it that long?
I think
already?
10 years ago, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Different players now, but I was playing these songs, and I was doing tom-tom fills to these songs, and she yelled at me. She's like, Steve, there's no tom fills in this song. I'm like, there's not?
Oh, she
goes, yeah, and you gotta slow it down, too. Quit going so fast.
It's terrible.
Oh, man.
It's it's not a rock, too.
I didn't understand. It took me a while to actually figure out how not to be a tom guy.
I literally was like, find the pocket.
Yeah, so now I just have one rack tom. And I don't have a floor tom, usually. And it's also easier to carry around because it's less crap to carry.
I think I actually said the words.
What?
that wasn't good enough, babe. Get to work.
Yeah, he did. So I was going to get fired from my own band that I started with you.
But, man, oh, man. Wow, you kill it now.
It's fun, too. Now that's,
you know,
when you play music for a long time, you get really good at the nuancey fills and the nuancey kick stuff and the cymbal work and the hi-hat work. And then you kind of, it makes it more fun. It's not that you're going to forget you're playing. It's just more fun because now you can interact with the bass player and not have to be thinking about the song. About playing the song, you can be thinking about the song and have more dynamics and, you know, interact with the bass player, guitar player, other singers, whatever is on stage.
It must be really trippy, though, and I wonder how many drummers, musicians, but I'll say drummers for now, how many drummers have a hard time switching genres? Because, you know, I think everybody has something that's natural for them, but, I mean, you went strictly classic rock or rock to R&B funk. I mean, that's really different.
Yeah. Anyway, think about Keith Carlock, the drummer for Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Right? He plays the studio cat drum riffs. It might be a similar style, but could you imagine doing the work he has to do to play all those hit songs that were played by different drummers, mostly?
I can't even imagine. Remember I got to meet him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was like a dream come true.
That guy can play.
And the nicest guy, too.
Yeah, he
said. So nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's amazing. He was so good.
Yeah. And watching him up there on stage, man, he is sweating his brains out.
Well, I'm so happy to be doing this show.
Yeah. What's this called again?
Charisse and Steve Unplugged, baby. Charisse and Steve Unplugged.
But my headphones are plugged in.
I'm going to leave you guys with this fact. How many drummers can or can't dance?
Oh, man. You know what? I think we should talk about that in the next segment coming up.
All right.
You want to do that?
I do.
All right. Catch you guys in a minute.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
When you need quality auto parts warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hey, Will, welcome back.
Hello.
Hope that commercial was awesome for you guys.
You're listening to Charisse and Steve Unplugged.
Was it a commercial for antacid because we suck so bad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think so.
Hemorrhoids.
Man, but so we're talking about drummers that dance, right? So it's funny, at least for me. I might not exemplify all drummers, but so I do four things at once. So I hear four different mm-hmm. things. I'm doing four different rhythms. And so then when I dance.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I do four different things with my limbs.
I'm not a joke.
And I think that I actually, I feel really good doing it. And I do toss and a kick every now and again. It feels even better.
Imagine each limb doing a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls it dancing.
Yeah.
It's really, it's bad.
But you do like the kicking. I taught you the kicking.
It's entertaining as hell.
It's entertaining. And you like doing the kick now.
It's kind of like, you know, when you see an accident, you can't look away. It's kind of like that.
It's
like, whoa.
Oh, my friend Tim, when he dances, it's like he's got headphones on and he hears a different song.
Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Oh, man. Anybody know any drummers out there that can't dance?
I want to know the ones who can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There's no one these days.
Yeah, so, by the way, CRF Music is on Instagram. And if you guys want to ask some questions, we'll try to incorporate them next time we're live and see if you have any questions. And if you know anybody that's a bad dancer or a good dancer, point them out to us.
Especially if they're a drummer who can dance. We want evidence that it's possible.
So, Charisse, I want to kind of switch gears here, and I want to talk about something you've got coming out here very shortly. Something exciting.
I know. I'm so excited about this. Okay, I am, as some people know, some of you don't, I am a personal trainer. I train in person and online, and sometimes I do both. It's called hybrid training. But I am doing a 5-day challenge.
It's free too, by the way.
Yeah, that is very important.
And there will be a prize.
Uh-huh. I'm
afterwards.
Not gonna tell what it is.
Okay,
yet.
Not.
No. Mm-mm.
I'll tell you. It's a.
Yep, that's it. You heard that, right? Okay. Yeah. So, 5 days. It's just to help you reset your mind, your body, and nutrition. Very simple, and I feel really passionate about fitness. It's everything to me. Music and fitness, it's one and the same. They're both my passions. They're both so important. So I love sharing the love, and I feel like so many people don't have enough time for self-care. So I'm doing this challenge to kind of help give people either a reset or a restart or just even have a community to kind of have some support. So it's going to be on my Facebook page. I have a Facebook group. Well, my Facebook page is Triad Fitness.
Triadfitness.me.
Yes.
Not .com. So just double check for that.
Correct. Thank you, babe. Yeah, .me. And my group name is Triad Tribe. So if you are interested in joining just a group of people who just, you know, would like to do something simple but something healthy, please join my group.
Yeah, and also if you want to join the challenge, it's a different website address. It's still triadfitness.me, but it's lp.triadfitness.me. lp.triadfitness.me.
One more time, babe.
lp.triadfitness.me.
Right. His voice is so clear. I just like hearing you say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a love thing, baby.
You sound like you're on radio.
It's a love thing. So here's an interesting thing, right? So then she's doing this challenge, but she's not techie. So I helped her build out all the different pieces that you need to have for your challenges. Because it's not just about the list of things she's going to ask you to do. She's also going to make videos that will teach you what she'd like for you to do. And by the way, right, honey, it's not that, it's not going to kill you. It's you'll see results, but it's not like you're going to, you know.
Nothing's more than 30 minutes. It's very simple, very doable. That was the whole point of it all, is to make it just doable. Everybody's busy. Everybody, you know, very little time to get in some self-care. So I made it very, very simple. So I wanted to share that with you guys.
Yeah, so the tech parts of things for just this simple five-day challenge. So there's a website. There's what's called a landing page. That's why we have the LP in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Facebook group, right? There is a video on the landing page, right? There's a sign-up form.
This is almost like getting ready for a gig. You need gear. You need stuff. And basically setting up something for fitness online is all about the tech stuff. And it reminds me a lot of our gigs, like how much work goes into something that looks so easy and simple. And you make that so effortlessly.
Yeah, it's countless hours, right? Again, like set list, making a website, thinking about the website, the content on a website.
Yeah.
And I am really into AI these days. Been into it since pretty much the inception, but it's getting so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And I use AI on a daily basis. And I use it to help me with these website builds and the content. It's really cool.
It's helped me a lot building my website for my online online business. And you use it like it's just a friend, just another friend.
You know what's funny is that I've been doing computers since before the personal computer was even invented. That's how long I've been in computers.
Hey, you built a computer.
I built lots of computers, yeah.
Crazy.
And I do it so effortlessly, like a really great guitar player would play guitar, and they make it look effortless,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really think about the theory any longer in terms of how to play a guitar, for example. Same with me, and AI has, I don't fear it taking my career away or my job away.
I think it enhanced it.
It makes things go a lot faster, but I still, like what would have taken me 4 weeks to do, I can get done in, you know, a week and a half.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Because I saw what you did before when we didn't have any AI, and then now that you do, you are able to finish all these things, and selfishly, he helps me finish my stuff really fast because
mm-hmm,
of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so awesome. But yeah, so I just want to say that this five-day challenge is for everyone. It's free, and it's going to be on Facebook, and it's on lp.triadfitness.me.
Yep. And search on Facebook for the Facebook group. If you type Triad Tribe, you'll be shown the group, and you have to join that group. So, again, this is Charisse and Steve Unplugged,
mm-hmm.
and you're listening to Charisse and Steve. Can you guess who Steve is
mm-hmm.
or who Charisse is?
Well, it could be me.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
It could be Stephanie.
I just want everybody to think about Steve dancing.
No.
Yes.
And on that note, I think next segment, let's talk a little bit about AI some more and
okay.
kind of how I approach it and think about it and how it helped me with our music stuff.
I want you to share what you've done with AI.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay.
We're going to catch you guys back in a little bit
Charisse
after
Ray
this commercial break.
And Steve. Charisse and Steve Unplugged.
Okay, so you see a product you like on your favorite TV show, and you're going to write the number down. But if you're like me, you run around trying to find that pen and piece of paper, which magically disappears every time you need them. Then when you get back to the TV, they're already on to something else. Well, now there's a solution. Seen on TV products have combined all the best TV offers online and in one place. It's one-stop shopping. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Seen on TV products. Then, who cares if that pesky pen or paper does a disappearing act?
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net. So I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave Radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. Then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Ah, welcome back to our radio show. This is our first one, by the way. So, talking about, you know, preparing songs and music and gigs and stuff like that, this is a whole another level of new to us. So
pretty exciting.
It's like learning a new song. I mean, or writing a song. It's because you gotta, you know, you gotta get the rhythm down.
Yep, you gotta learn the basics,
the beat, and then all that stuff. So, we're excited to have you guys here.
This and it's called Charisse and Steve Unplugged.
Charisse and Steve Unplugged, and our Instagram is CRF Music. If you wanna check out where we're playing, we play. Every other Sunday, mostly at R10.
About.
Just about. So check the schedule on social for us if you want to see us play. Again, it's R&B, funk, and a little bit of rock.
Yeah. And we play a lot at R10 Social House, which is in Redondo.
Mm-hmm. Love that place.
Yeah.
Except for the two-story of stairs. You got to carry all
Walk
the gear up.
The gear.
Oh, my God.
So, especially when it's hot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Talk about mixing music and fitness. Oh,
yes.
My God. Ever carry a PA speaker up two flights of stairs?
Remember when you had foot surgery and I had to carry all the gear up for you?
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
So at the end of last segment, I said I was going to talk a bit about AI. So let me just back up a little bit and describe what AI is. So it stands for artificial intelligence, and what AI is that AI has been scouring the internet for years now, and it's called a large learning model, LLM, and it's language, large language.
That's a mouthful.
I know.
LLM is so much easier.
LLM.
Yeah.
So stick with that.
LLM.
So it, basically what it has done, it's has scoured the internet and has learned. It taught itself all the different nooks and crannies. It's still learning. When it first ChatGPT came out, you might have heard of that one. When that first came out, it only was smart enough up to 2 years ago. So if you asked it who won the baseball game yesterday, it wouldn't know. But it's getting faster, and it takes a lot of computing power to make these things work. So what it does, so when you ask it a question, for example, I just did this because we're starting a new band. We'll tell you about that one next time. But I went into ChatGPT, and I use about three different chat tools. But I said, build me a three sets of eight songs of R&B with a female voice as the lead vocal.
And using party songs.
Using party songs. And I asked it to tell me what key it's in. And I asked it to give me a link to Spotify. So it did all these things.
And how long did that take?
Oh, less than a minute.
How long would it have taken?
Oh, the old days?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking,
you would have had to, like, look everything up.
Cassette tape versus CD versus Spotify, you know? That's where it's evolved to.
Yeah.
And I swear, you guys, I mean, it built me a set list that was pretty darn good. And I said,
it was great.
And then I said, you know what? Let's start out the first set a little bit slow. The second set, let's get them dancing. Third set, let's keep them dancing. And it went, sure, no problem. Another 40 seconds later, it rearranged the set list to do just that.
Okay, now here's, I think, where your genius comes in, though. You know how to prompt.
Yes.
You know how to prompt beautifully, and that is a sticky point for me. I come to you to ask, how do I ask AI to do this? Like, but you are really, really, really good at that.
It's true. So that a lot of hard work for this kind of thing is the prompting. It's called prompting. It's what you ask it. So, like I said, I said, build me a three set list of X number of songs. So I pre-thought that out, right? I had to do some thinking before I did my typing. And that's the same with any prompting. So, for example, if you'll look at Charisse's challenge page, I prompted it. I said, give me, my wife is doing a 5-day challenge for women over 40 that is only 5 days long, and no exercise should be over 30 minutes.
Over 30 right? minutes long, right.
And I want it to include mindset. And this is because she told me what she wanted. I want it to include mindset, and I want it to include some hydration, and I want it to include
nutrition
and some exercise, light exercises. And it said, here's some suggestions. And I went, wow. And it was pretty darn good, wasn't it, the first shot?
Yeah, it was great.
And then I said, okay, here's...
It wasn't exact yet, but right. that's where you learned how to tweak your wording with your prompting, and then it just got better and better and better to it. It was exactly what we wanted it to be.
Yeah, and so for social media, for example, building social media ads or posts, for example... For the music side of things, I go into AI, and Microsoft has a great one called Microsoft Copilot, Microsoft Designer. And you can say, make me a Instagram post for our gig this Sunday at R10 from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Make it fun. Make it vibrant with colors.
And you can tell the colors.
Ton of colors. Make it kind of feel... 70s R&B. So it's going to use 70s R&B colors. It's going to use some styling from the 70s because the language model learned what the 70s music scene was.
It's incredible.
It's combed the internet just for that specific prompting.
But babe, you have to tell people what you did. You have to tell the people what you did.
So anyway, so I'm so into this AI stuff. So I wrote a book called AI for Musicians, How to Make a Website That Rocks. And in that book, I teach musicians about the tools to build a website that are available and how to do prompting so that you can have good content that's compelling. And it can be for anybody. It can be for local bands. It can be for musicians that make their own music.
Right, singer-songwriters.
Singer-songwriter.
Anybody. Anybody is a musician.
And it's up on Amazon.com. You can look it up, AI for Musicians. How to make a website that rocks. And It's my first book, so...
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
I have been watching you, like, put it together in your mind for months and months and months, and then you finally put it together, babe. Made it happen.
I did. And you know, and so AI assisted me, too, on that. So a lot of the worry about AI is that people are going to lose jobs. You know, I think that, you know, copywriters, they probably are the ones most at risk, but you have to know how to prompt these things. And so if you are a good copywriter, I call these, you're an AI jockey now, and it makes things a lot easier.
Oh, I like that term, AI jockey.
Yeah.
That's good.
But, yeah, so that was really fun to write. It took me over 6 months to write, even having AI help me.
How do we find the book?
It's on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. Just search for the book name, and there is a ebook version, and there's a printed version. And so go check it out. Let me know what you think about it. And we're going to take a break right now, right, honey?
You're listening to Charisse and Steve Unplugged. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back shortly.
Yeah.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
A cut above the rest, that's what your hair and experience will be at Kasai Hair in Manhattan Beach. Imagine your haircut in a longer lasting movie star style at a lower price than high end salons. Healthy, beautiful hair, free from scalp problems, hair loss, or damage. You won't find a better cut or experience than at Kasai Hair. So visit KasaiHair.com, or better yet, call for your appointment at 310-546-0023. 310-546-0023. Kasai Hair. 310-546-0023.
To get your message out, social media is great, but if you want to be picked up by major media outlets, let's face it, just using social media makes your chances, well, slim to none. If you want to improve your chances, put your message in the right place. A press release on PR Web. Affordable, easy to use, and with great customer service, there's no reason not to use PR Web. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on PR Web now and get started.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, you guys.
Hello, everybody.
We're back for our last segment. And just wanted to tell you guys, you know, if you want some help with AI, you can hit me up. Just DM me on our CRF Music Instagram page, and I would be happy to help you guys out. One quick tip for you guys, Microsoft Edge is badass for AI. I mean, just if you haven't installed it, you can install it on Chrome, you can install it on MacBook, you can install it on your PC, but it has AI built right into it, and it's got this thing called Copilot, which is just really great. And it's got some great graphic design tools that are AI-assisted, especially if you want to, like I said, build an Instagram, Facebook post for your band coming up. Mm-hmm. You can just use that. You can even upload images, like so you can upload a picture of your band if you want, or the logo of the place you're playing. So hit me up if you need some help with that.
Steve has brought me out from my flip phone into the AI world.
So true.
It's not even
Charisse
a joke.
Charisse was so afraid of technology when I first met her.
I was frightened. I would sweat. I would sweat, remember?
You sure did.
Oh, my God. I was so
you
nervous.
Get sweaty palms. Because you thought she was going to break the internet or something, you know.
To never be recovered again.
I go, press enter. What? No, I can't. Just press enter. I'm afraid.
It's so true. I was so frightened. Now I'm like, oh, just get AI, this, that, and the other thing. Now I'm prompting like a crazy person.
Yeah, you really are.
So you are listening to Charisse and Steve Unplugged.
Unplugged here, our first show.
This is very exciting. Isn't it, hon?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's really fun.
And we do want to talk about our gigs. We have a band, Charisse Ray and Friends. And we are gigging all around town, a lot of South Bay gigs.
Mm-hmm. South Bay for you is people's out there in Southern California. We live on a bay-shaped type of beach and some hills. And so it's called the South Bay.
Or otherwise known as the Bubble.
Or the Bubble, yeah. So, yeah, one thing about our gigs is so many venues because we're a beach city. And there are so many venues to play at. All around, restaurants always have live music, and we're fortunate to be able to pick and choose where we want to play and where we don't want to play, and certain venues really take great care of us, like our tent takes care of us.
So good to us. Thank you, George. Even the,
like when we bring our gear, all the kids that are servers there,
the best.
They carry our gear up.
They are for us. I mean, the whole crew there is so great.
Yeah.
I love all the wait staff, the bartenders. They're just so sweet. They have been nothing but wonderful to us. So, you know, when these places are so good to us, we want to go above and beyond for them too. It's just, it's like this beautiful dance that goes back and forth. You know, I look at gigs like it's a team, like it's a baseball game, and we all have to work together. It's not like us, the band, and then the staff.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mention that. Yeah, because the the people there, they always say, you guys are so different. We're like, what do you mean different? And like, you actually talk to us. Other bands come in and don't even talk to us.
I was so sad about that. I was like,
yeah.
Well, we're one and the same.
We're
no,
like,
we're just,
we couldn't do without you.
No, definitely not.
And it makes it more fun for us, too, to interact with all these wonderful people. And it's fun, too. So our style of music, you know, like I said, it's R&B, funk, and
it's a bit eclectic, though, isn't it?
It's a bit eclectic. Mm-hmm. And we don't play album perfect. We have a lot of fun with the music. We'll take another lead. Okay. We make jokes on the microphone. Charisse and I are always self-deprecating each other.
Oh, well, yeah, jokes. You'd say the good ones. Mine are a little bit... Should I say a joke now?
Yeah.
Well, this is so
she
good.
Stinks at telling okay, jokes, wait. By the way. She usually tells a punchline first.
God, I got to look up one of my favorites.
Oh, see?
Okay, wait. No, I'll just
good. This is good radio. Yeah, let's do some dead air while we're waiting for you to think about that.
Okay, wait. So, like, this... Oh, wait. How does it go?
She always tells the punchline first and says, oh, wait. Hold on.
Wait, I got some good jokes. I can't tell them now because now I'm overthinking it. But, oh, my God. I'm going to save some just for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, honey. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so, you know, we are a pretty large band, too, so we don't really do duo stuff, and we get asked all the time to do duos, but I play drums and she sings, and that's not a good duo.
It's a little weird.
Unless we play Sade songs.
Right.
We've
actually done that one before, which is oddly delightful.
It was, yeah, because her songs are so just, you know, rhythm-oriented, so it's...
Very much.
But we got a bass player, we have this great guitar player named Yuya.
We love you.
He handwrites out all his own charts. That's how good he is.
His nickname is
Yum Yum
because he's so tasty.
He plays so it's amazing.
We love that boy.
So we got bass, we got guitar, we got me, we got Charisse, we have percussion, and then the and friends part is we invite our friends and encourage our friends, musician friends that can play. Not everybody can come up.
Yes, by invite.
Yeah,
really.
It's
but
not like a
we do have so many
karaoke
friends though.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a plethora of talent, and it's amazing that we get to call them friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's amazing, and it's like an honor when they get up and play with us.
Yeah. So, for example, on Sunday, how crazy was Sunday? It was nuts, everybody out there. I mean, it was just shoulder to shoulder. Everyone's dancing. Mm-hmm. And we had on stage with us this 11-year-old guitar phenom. This kid is a child prodigy. And
absolutely.
He lives nearby. And our bass player bumped into him, and he sat in with us the whole gig. The guitar is bigger than he is.
Yeah.
But, he was ripping off that stuff like he was 50 years old.
Yeah. Like, he was like B.B. King meets Eric Clapton.
Look him up. Meets his name's Saxon, Saxon Weiss.
He's a phenom. That's the only way. Yeah. That's the only
he's only going to get better.
I'm glad we got to meet him now before he's, like, really big, rich, and famous.
Yeah.
Because
if you check out his IG, you'll see that he has lots and lots of famous people he sits in with.
Yeah. So this is the kind of thing that's so beautiful about our gigs is that we never know who's going to show up. We never know, you know, what we're going to play with them. And it's just amazing what comes out of the unknown of it.
We also had a drummer friend sit in.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Jackson Brown's drummer sat in as well. So we had our buddy Fritz, and he was smacking my drums, and he always breaks something. I always tell him, don't break my drums.
He's a strong player.
Man, he popped off the beater on my kick pedal head.
I'm disappointed if something
doesn't
break.
And he broke a snare.
Break.
I know.
I'm like, oh, nothing broke, darn it.
I get my sticks back, and they're like bananas. I'm like, dude, you're not playing for 90,000 people.
They are. They're like bent. It's awesome.
He just destroys them. He broke one of my snare strings, too.
Oh, nice.
On that one. That was good.
That's a good gig.
Double trouble happened that time.
I love that.
But, you know, it's funny. I mean, Charisse, sometimes we'll have a set list, but then she'll just call stuff out.
Yes.
And even some random song we've never even talked about doing.
I told you, I don't like being stagnant.
But what's so cool about our bandmates is that they are so talented that they kind of go, wait a minute, what song? I don't know if I can. Okay, got it.
Oh, my God. And it's amazing. So usually it's even better than if we played it a lot because, like, it's just when those guys wing it, oh, my God. Sometimes it's just beautiful.
It's pretty. Like I said, I mean, we just kind of, it's not album perfect on purpose. It's more jam band kind of fun, right?
We're like a jam. We're like a jam band, but not like Grateful Dead jam.
But we're disciplined.
It's not 20 minutes of jam.
No.
It's like, you know, but
19 minutes.
It's more.
Hey, but guys, we're going to wrap up this segment, and we're going to catch you for some final thoughts after this commercial message.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
You're listening to Charisse and Steve Unplugged.
Yeah, man.
We want to thank everybody for having
us. Yeah, thank you for listening. And so we're here once a month. It's the fourth Tuesday of each month. So next time, we're going to be on March 26th.
Yeah, we'll be on there 26th. And if you want to hear our band or get information from our band, it's crfmusic.com.
Yep. And CRF Music Instagram page and CRF Music Facebook page.
Right. And your book, AI?
It's on Amazon.com. Check it out.
What's the name?
AI for Musicians, How to Make a Website That Rocks.
Right on. Really thank you guys for listening to our show. We appreciate it. And we'll see you guys again.
We'll talk.
Oh, and by the way, a little tidbit for our next show. We're going to start having a little trivia.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
Listening to Charisse and Steve Unplugged.
All right, be good.
Care.